Dreyfus.
Brother Rosh Hashanah, Tes Adar, Aleph, Etav, Shem, Mem, Vav, February 18, 1986, on Tuesday. Continue.
So the Mishnah in total has a total of what? Of 16. Because Hemsis of Isaac is one. And then Moro is one. So altogether the Mishnah has 70. But Moro, suppose from the Rabbi Shmuel, Shemikvo is not Reifet. So he only has 16. So then he has two more. One Chison Bishadre and one Haruso, the shriveled lung. So he's 80. So after more by Haruso, because he's Shmeizer the seven aloches, the Marab Masne, so don't mix up. Dish Shmeizer with Dish Shmeizer. By the Xeis. That's other seven aloches. Voyikeshev Schmeitze, the Marab Masne, Heidbuke de Atme, the Shob Miduchte Treife. Yom Arochim Vapokim, the Ravnoch, the Kulachas Treife, the Mitat Rutschero, the Maravim Shri Robber, the Shaman Mitam Nikat Treife, the Maravachon Rashmuz, 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 so the more now gives a different terrace. The more you now a different terrace. Mikubet man yehabe. Just count up the various Mikubes in the Mishnah. Let's count it up. Mikubet aveshet 1. Nikat kum shalmeyach 2. Nikat aleim bishrole 3. Paresh and nikvo 4. Nikva akivo 5. Nikva Moro, 6. Nikva Dakin, 7. Hakeres HaFimish Nikvo, 8. So how many Nikubes do we have in the Mishnah? How many Nikubes? 8. But that's a question of semantics. So Rabbi Shmuel counts it as one. You know, it's a question of classification. The Rambam, here we talk about 18 Nikvah, alright. But the Rambam gives a list of 7. So the Rambam is difficult. Rambam is difficult. Because it's a question of classification. It's a question of classification. So Mele, a Kotakhtoner of Ishmael, has a Cheshma of 18. But Rabbi Shmuel counts all the Nikubis as one. So in other words, instead of 8, we have just 1. Like this, we have 8, and then 10 more, not Nikubis. 10 more, not Nikubis. So, but if we count all the Nikubis in 1, so we have 10, and 1, 11, not 18. So we have 10, and Nikubo. One category of Nikubo. So he says, Nikubo Tanya, the Hashim Bechad, Afik Shev. So we have 7 more to be replaced. So I will share. So you replace them by substituting the Shev Shmaiz, by El Shev. So the Gemara says, so you have 18. So you have 18, 11 plus 7 is 18. So, Ihoche, Sukename, Trehave, Hashbino Bechad, Boslochod, Monefshach. Alright, it's a question of semantics, but you have to be consistent. Monefshach, if you count all the Kubis, this kind of Nikubo, that kind of Nikubo. So, various organs, it's one. So, all the Psukes also have to be counted as one. In the Mishnah, we have 2 Psukes enumerated. One is Psukas Agag Yares and one is Psukas Achut HaShever. So in other words, so the Psukes have to be counted not as 2, but as 1. So then we have only 17 in total, not 18. So, so you have only 17, but there is a local Mishnah of 18. Where is the Chalim of 18? So you don't have seven to substitute, because one of the Shef Shmaitze is Nikabatru, and Nikabatru is comprised within the white category of Nikubes. So he had only 16 there. We have Nikubab. Elo Hanachtata de Afkis Luiti. So the Gemara says this is the final chart. That actually it's 18, Rabbi Shmuel. But Rabbi Shmuel counts all the Nikubes as one. How many Nikubes we have in the Mishneh? We have 8. So first of all, we have to subtract 8 from 18. So you have 10 left. Now, so you have 10. You have 10. So you have 10 left. But the two psukes are also as one. So it's not 10 left. So it's 9 left. It's 9 left. So in Mele we have 9. Over and above the Nikubes, the general categories of Nikubes and Psukes. So we have 9 Treites, plus Nikubo is 10, plus Psuko is 11, and then we have the Shef Shmaitze, but one of the Shef Shmaitze is Nikubo Nikavatru. So we have 6 Shmaitze, not 7 Shmaitze, but 6 Shmaitze. 11 and 6 is 17. But where is the 81? El Hanach Tate de Afkit Loy Tepuk. Now, 1 second. I think I could use a computer now. El Hanach Tate de Afkit Bimish Nechtach or Aglel Vihagludon is Loy Tepuk. So in other words, we have 6 Shmaitze and 4, so it's 10. And all the Nikubes is 11. All the Psukes is 12. Now let's count them up. I don't have the computer, I have to count them up. So, in other words, Nitla Kovet, how many do we have so far? 1 second. We have 6 Shmaitze, and then we have 4. Basgia is 10, right? Then Kubes, 11. Psukes, 12. So we have 12. Now, Nizlakov, Mishtaim, and Klum, 13. Reye Shechoscho, 14. Nikhari Bavatino, 15. Nofum Nagag, 16. Nishtabu Reitzaliseo, 17. Utruse, 18. We have 18. It's a question of classification. So I have the artist like the pocket. It's like now. Okay. Now, so for tomorrow, you have to be ready on all the tastes. Absolutely, all my rabbiach and halachic submission. I mean, including the next piece of Gemara, small piece of Gemara, up to Biyom Arabi Sot Barabiz from Rabbi Yech Nahaloch and Ibrahim HaKadais with all the cases. And you should look up the Hamid Dobo and the Harchid Dobo on the Posik of Kosov Asole Treitor Yisachil. Very important shot in Shikusa Rambam, and you should go over very carefully two alochas in the Rambam. Hey. over the Rambam Perkyut Milchashrite Halacha Yud Beis and Halacha Yud Gimel, and don't run over it. Just go over it very carefully. Very carefully. Every word. Two halachas. Okay.
Perk Elu Trefus Shir Beis by Rosh Hashiva Yud Adar Aleph Hei Tov Shin Mem Vav February 1986
on Wednesday. Up to Omar Ule. But we just went over the Gemara, not the Rashi. So let's go over the Rashi. And the top members on the last day. This way, no, it can be done. I forgot to return all the tres. You call me, can return me on it? He doesn't mention it yet. It just happens. The equal may mal be tonne. The tonne tonne. Would lo it on it? As it was a clock. Hello, it can be a bit more. Itoni minyone kashi o ike balsgea simenu u mishnu breise behimo shenechte chorat leo bitule behimo am kashi kamo chisorin di shedre di oles. So the beis represents the aloche of behimo shenechte chorat leo mi akubo umaylo e bog ni. So it's straight. The samech represents chisorin di shedre in Perik, where did it? It's in Perik, Days of a Horus, Mishneh Gimel. Gludo, I mean the Gimel represents Gludo. If the hide, the skin, was removed from the Behemoth, so it's a traitor. And the Reish represents Charuso. If the wrong has shriveled, Gludo be feared, it became Charuso. Visheshmaitse, seven alochets, sheva treifes, shemono amoroi, vilinishnu bimishne, vein hoyu mikubolin, mirabo, achreinin, the hind legs are called raglai, are called raglai, visheshmaitin, the fore legs, koreyodai, akuba, you know, mikimchibo hashoik, the Ayerech, Shemifar Kineiso, Nishom Bishas Apshot, Rapshim Menorozarene, Behisepte Kotane, in other words, alright, Hore, Rapshim Menorozar Machshir Mitneshi Yechilo Lichbisle Lechyoins, you can burn out the spot so that will prevent an infection so the behemoth will be able to live. ואוכל נוחצית למילס ונוחת השטרף של מלוז המכשיר ובחינון אף אגב יחיו לכביס ולאחייס קשי דאפל אוכל יקל מימה דאטריף ולפוליק רב שימן לומן קומיסבינה תנדיל רבי שמואל לטון מיליוני ויהיו טריף החיה ספיר עליק דיקור אמר ובין החיה אשר לא איתך דיקור לטריף החיה סומנלה או לטריף החיה. So what's the significance of the fact Yechel Lichvei Gelichyet Yechel Lichvei Vichyet El Hocher Park Sober Lok Repshin in the Mark Sheiroi Ki Diktone Hosom Repshin in Loza Machshia. But Repshin in Loza is Machshia and mentions the term is it can live. But for Rabbi Shmuel, Tonim Rabbi Shmuel, that's not an argument, live or not live. But he agrees with the halacha of Rabbi Shimon Lozor. That's the Kshel. Why is the Kshel according to Rabbi Shmuel? Because it wasn't included in the halacha, in the list of the halacha Meishu Yisina. Kitano Hos Rabbi Shimon Lozor Ma'akshia. כמו חיסורים בשדרה שלא הייתה מבעי אלא ממגל מעשה. מגל מעשה, so even A small piece, etzem kiseiro. As small as iseiro is mitami. Ki dinetzem kiseiro, di ushetra shleimo, di gulgela shleimo, a complete spine and a complete skull. Vereg minyone, vereg minyone, tnando oles, din tami de eel, vi afal pishin aliem boso. In other words, the skeleton is mitamidea. The chinli treipo, li bishamai le avi treife, vi potso mishne chulies, u bisilo de chuliachas mi treife. Sometimes the question arises. In many colleges, so especially you know, in the science classroom, so they have skeletons, you know, they have human skeletons who are very keen, could involve themselves in such a cause. You know, in America, in this country, and all over the world, so it's a common thing to have a skeleton in one's room. So the same achleikes that is mentioned in Mishnah's Oros in respect to Maseel applies to treifes of the Heimo. In other words, the Shammai say that what kind of a shedre is considered incomplete and inadequate if two vertebrae are missing, two chulyes are missing. Some mele, but if only one vertebrae is missing, so then it's considered a substantial shedre, a complete shedre. So it's mitame de'ea. When is a toya mitumaseel? If two vertebrae are missing, so the shama is a machmia. Even if a vertebrae is missing, it's still mitame. And the king cannot enter the tail. He's not allowed to enter the tail. Bisilel amekil, because bisilel, even if one vertebrae was removed from the shedre, so it's toya mitumas, it's toya mitumaseel. So the same thing, same achlikes, will take place reversely. Ligabi treifes. In other words, a behemoth whose shedre is incomplete is treif. So according to Mishamai, when is the shedre incomplete? If two vertebrae were taken and removed, then it's treif. But if one vertebrae was removed, it's buteres vachil. So Bishama in Treifes will be Mekir, and Bisila in Treifes will be Machmir, because if one vertebrae was taken out from the Shedre, so then it's an incomplete Shedre, so it's Treifes, it's also Machile. So in other words, they have reverse roles. In Tumaseel, vis-a-vis Tumaseel, Bishama Yamachmir, Bisila Mekir, vis-a-vis Treifes, so Bishama Yamekir and Bisilama. Alright. Bechim Treifu Bisham Lavi Treifu, Botsumishi Hulies, Ubisil Huliaras, Mitrefe, Hashinik, Hadakar, Samra, Hadome, Vikigulish, and Klego, Bushikulo, we machma shrim, we machma shloch, and Telemasis Rahom in Paisling. So if it's riven in the Shamayim, so it's Kheira. And if it's riven with the other mystery, the time come of the other mystery, but it's a Haruso called Shitom Korea Shalom, the Niskasho Kharoi Shal Dekel Machmashi Bisodom Bikere, Upomishit Mekes Mikere Subot, the Shamayim, the Hadrebori. Avol bidi odom su lehadre bori. It's a very strange, a remarkable phenomenon. If the lung shrivels bidi shamayim, even if it was the same kind of cause, flight, you know. So the sounds of thunder and lightning, so it became frightened and it shriveled. So it will we had the bird. But if he became frightened because of human beings, he's slowly had the bird. More man got on the cross from it, far more than you're interested in Massis and Yehidoi. Rabbi Shabbat Judy got on, they come on the fear king. Bishmite into the Bishmoyer lesson more, the Afik more by the Karuse, now the Shashmite. Book it at me, if the thigh bone was slipped from socket, Kulis Ayerech, he shot me duchtein, she cop out me and came a ho, she bets a maye, she'll talk of veil, come the sign will be kill me there. There is one mandoma who says that when do we say that the him is a trefe, the thigh bone slipped from the socket, it was coupled to the deterioration of the sinews, the veins, in that area. So, the two things together make her the trefe. But suppose it slipped from the socket, but the sinews, the veins in that area did not deteriorate, that means that she is still strong enough to live. And Mimele is not safe, according to Mando. Bouquet, Kmoi, Buchne, Obulation, Tochu, Bichay, and it's thrust in his socket. He only says, A Tochu, Bichay, Ramachdeshis. Locks of the Puyachas, if it was bruised, if the kidney was bruised, because in the stain can be signed for who the matter like who sell in Cain creeds our nick up trefel can be forage in other words need our truth share if the spleen was removed so then it's share but if it's nick up then it's trefel now an interesting question. Mita Latrul, the spleen was removed, it's Sheol. But if there is a Neket in the spleen, then it's Reif. Suppose you had a Neket. And then the doctor performed an operation and took out the whole Trul. Is it to become Sheol? Or we say, since the beginning, it had a Neket, it acquired additional Reif. So it cannot become Sheol again. It's an interesting question. So, in a tragedy to discuss it, but it should be told in Machlekes the Ramban and the other Hashem in that way. In connection, the Machlekes, Ramban and the Hashem is in connection with Sumis Hagim. Maybe we'll mention it today, maybe tomorrow. No, I just want to mention, Rabbi Yoh suggested to me that in as much as in Treifes, I mean, that has been my approach in all years, that in Treifes we don't cover every shach and every task inside. Just I used to mention the important shachs and the important tasks about Peh. But just the Mechaber and Ramo, some male first jewelry are really, really expressive of the sages of Treifes. And then Treifes is more informative, you know, it's not like the other hours when there is lomdes in every piece of the Gemara. I mean, there's lomdes in every piece of the Gemara in Treifes too, but not to such an extent. I mean, you have to know, I mean, what is a Treifes, what is not a Treifes, you see. So he suggested that this week I should give the shul in and cover more ground, discuss the basic principles of the higher, the inner higher. And then he'll start giving the shiurim next week. So that's why I said maybe tomorrow. Lochs b'chol yachal kol mishtein kamo sain kamo nisayim bo vudi mati la kusin no pichit al nikha treife if the moral was I mean abel nitav Avon Nikap, the true, the spleen was Nikap, so it's Treifes. Come on, Foresh, הוא כמה מפורש נקבלים מוקים שואבו, אבל בקורסאו קשירו. In other words, only the nekef occurred in the thick end. But if it's in the thin end, then it's killed. That's the moment. It's not our meaning yet. In doubt, the meaning is that the Chamekim is going to come out, come out. Nekhatzalaitiri was completely detached. Nikro. After that, the Tamas is in Shtabur, it's all itself. That the Nishtabur, some in Rubo. Aber nekro tzelachas mikro im chotzi chulyese. In other words, so the Gemara says, only when did it become a treife, the one rib together with half the vertebra was detached completely from its source. So we need both a rib plus half the vertebra being detached from its source. Kim for the common is rated. Bulgarish and Albison, the skull was bruised. She hooked some Akis Rabbe, the Lini presser. It wasn't diminished. The Lini Kapakrum, Nika Akrum, so then it's rated because of Nika Akrum. Im Rubo Nerbiso trade for Nerbiso, the Minzabras. Ubos Rachet, and Kibakere, the Ukrumov, she killing Tam. Kampane, kishe pizrin sabemo, kishe pizrin sabosa le habemo, vihunire, I mean just the external part of the of the stomach of the behemoth. V'hai dikol ha-reifes, riba keret v'kol ha-reifes ha-keret, mipnei shemiyut ha-keret ner, ba-bisich tzalez. Because the miyut of the stomach, of the first stomach, is hidden beyond the ribs, hachoze, the asochus, I think sochus is cartilage tissue, I think so. The rube mechusli boso, keres pant levado v'rebe sakinses, behemses, the nikra rube shom boso, kineged keres, avo pitachim ishares, lahu kera legabi kule boso, havi nimute shari rish baso, mazi kogni amayim v'lechad yelchayim, lui mishavim on bashkan neged keres, the mikre rubo, if the torn part is the role of kineged keres, the hitreif, ushmuel is similarly command the Polish to come on, reba chitzinel masnissen by invos rachites reba keres, din kimaos ushmuel ashminon, din the Polish masnissen come on sachite, because in the more that moon there are several nishenes as to the pshat of the Cheres Achitzeino. So Shmuel, there is one mandoma that said, the Cheres Achitzeino consists in the flesh that is chintari la Cheres. So Shmuel couldn't agree with that mandoma, because then it's mentioned in the Mishneh, and here Shmuel mentions Bosa Achitzeino la Cheres as an additional treife, over and above the traitors mentioned in the Mishnah. So Shmuel obviously will agree with one of the other shittes in the Gemara there. So Keres Chitzeni is one thing, and Bosar Achrites Rida Keres is another thing. Shmuel still is my point of camera, but it must be standing Bosar Achrites Rida Keres, come as a Shmuel Ashmino, the important time as it's not to know, so Achite, the Kubetani Ahabe. Eight Nikubes. The Chashvis Lens is a piece of the Chab. Umadu Rimorak at the portion of it, man, Nikub, Maslis, and Psuke trained Algeres, the Chut, Hashem, and the Chut. The Vavir and Nikabatru. Elo Hanadav, the name of Shinef, the Furad Leo, Vavir. Ay, אלא נכתב, דאפטס לא יטייפו, כי דרבון המסביר עלי, ניתן עלי רבי שמואל, that בימו שנך פרד לא מה קורה שברד לא הוא יסטרייפה, and גלודו is also טרייפה, not as you know said before, that תן עלי רבי שמואל, agrees with Rabbi Lezer ben Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Elozo, Rabbi Yishach Raglel is Kshero, and the Yisraeli can be deen of Ludo, and he agrees with Rabbi Meir, with Ludo Yishero, no, Tanu Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Tana of the Mishneh. Tana of Yishmael, Tana of Yishmael agrees with the Aloche of Benush Nachtoch Agleo Treife and Gludo Treife. Kavon Sfirot Tana of Yishmael, Hoshim Kuvet. Bihagdir Abir, Bihag. So all the Likubes is one. And all the Psukes, only two Psukes, is two. Umishkaras, Lishapir. Bihola Treif is not in the common, Bireye, Osarashe Sikashe, but we have other Treifes. In Rei itself, we have so many Treifes in Rei. Holy Biune. In other words, is the Aloche. Suppose the mare, there is an abnormal mare in the lung. It looks like flesh, or the piece like an egg, yellow, like an egg, like the yolk of an egg, the autumn. In other words, it's completely compact, blacked, pirei. Kule bichwal reye shenik voishachoschon. In other words, you see, many times when behemoth is afflicted with tuberculosis, so you'll have all kinds of pathological abnormal marks. That's also taken. It's also taken. So why isn't it mentioned? The answer is, it's a question of classification. But it can be classified either under Reo Shemikvo or under Reo Shechosko. Holy fine chaschot. In other words, if normally a behemoth has three lobes on the right and two on the left, but this particular behemoth has three on the left and two on the right, so it doesn't have three on the right, so it's chaschot, so it's chasero. So, heine chasero, mokim shiroi elishon. And then, about the katos, abnormal mare, why does it have an abnormal mare? Because it's injured. It is sick. V'chol akuse seifa linoki. V'havali nikumo. So there is another halachic faith that not only if it already has neged, if it already has neged, so it's treated. But if it is destined, if it has a certain condition which makes it destined to become ultimately perforated, it's already treated like that. Now, in respect to a sirchen rei, you know, sirchen rei, I mean, you all know lat kosher. What is lat kosher? Lat kosher, I mean real lat kosher. So, real lat kosher means that there is no addition, no sirche whatsoever in the long of the day. No sirche whatsoever, no addition. But there are all kinds of sirche. There are all kinds of additions. Sometimes there is a sirche addition which is just virbalno, just fluid. Virbalno. So then doesn't exist. And sometimes the addition is not just fluid. It's liquid, you know. It's an addition. So, but it is still capable of being removed readily by manipulation. For me, Ochel Mishmosh, the Sheikh of the baby, you know, mildly touches, puts his hand over the addition, so to be readily removed. This kind of sirche, there is a machlokes shem. The Rashba says that if it's not real beyond, but if it's hard, even though it can be removed readily without rubbing, without tearing, without snatching, just by mildly manipulating, being mired in mashmish over the addition, it can be removed. So then it's considered. So the Rashba says, even if it can be removed from Nioch and Mishmush, it's still a subject right. Is something. But there's the Rashba. But there is a Shitas Rishayini that any sirche that is removable by Nioch and Mishmush has a din of real be'alma. So it's not awesome. What is glat kosher? Glat kosher means that the behime that is not glat kosher means it had a silk. But the silk was removed. How was it removed? The sheikh, for me, or chandishmush, within is removed. And that's not glat kosher. Because the mechaba passed from the Rashba. That any sirche is matter of the subject, even if it's removable readily, I'll be near Mishmash. But the Ramah says that Bishasat Chak, Ramah is not so major. Bishasat Chak, so we can be made. Bishasat Chak. Why should we be made? So the Ramah is made. That's why Sephardic Jews, you know, are very makbita. I'm referring, you know, to Sephardic Jews who are real king, so are very makbit and eating lot kosher, Sephardic Jews. But Ashkenazim, so, I mean, there are many who are making. So, now, the question is, you know, sometimes, you know, there are shoftim. There are all kinds of shoftim in the United States. There are shoftim and there are shoftim. So they are shocked when they take off a sirche, they act very gently, you know. They don't snatch it up. But they are shocked, unfortunately, who try to snatch off a sirche. And that's a big problem. So according to many poskim, it's great. So Hashulchan is one piece with the name. It's one piece, but most achrenim are not. The Hashulchan says that according to the machine, that is, that the silke, that is removable of the yuch mishmus, is not the silke, as it did not clear the alme. So then, even if it's removable by snatching, so it's still the real bial. That's what Hashem says. Because if it's a real silke, so the sheikhet can try to grab it off a whole day. He will not grab it off unless he'll tear off part of the lung itself, of course. But if it's removable, even by acting forcefully for snatching, so then it's rebellion. So I mean, those are, I'm not talking against the sheikh. I'm not talking against any sheikh. In Chicago, I had a lot of trouble in some sections 17 years ago because I was told that they snatched, so, and I got it from them. I mean, it's not good. It wasn't simple. And I'm not saying anything against them. But somebody has to know the facts, you know. Not just what kosher, not what kosher. You have to know what that kosher means, you see. Not a minion, just what kosher. It's not, what kosher is not a minion of unkind. It has a basis in the law. The trouble is that among many Orthodox Jews, they think it's an extra degree of unkind, what kosher. Oil, what kosher, not kosher. Sholem, Yoshi, that's not an extra act of unkind. That's an extra act of freikind. But what kosher and all of this oil, so you are a human person. If you cannot be a human person, it's not a question of human. I don't care for human. See, my father used to say, "Human is a galach, and me tazayn galach." You ever hear an expression by Yehudi Israel, "A human lead"? Here, so everybody says, "A human lead, a human lead." Very much interesting. I never heard from my father. I met many daily. Never. I met from all there. I have met many daily. And Rachim Shkop. And I never heard the expression Afunavit. And now I heard Afunavit, yes. But Afunavit, never heard of the expression. But the trouble is, people think, why do you say Analachim? But the trouble is, people think anybody who doesn't steal is Analachim. So my father said no. If he doesn't put down the film, he's not an alacha. He can be an alacha boy, but an alacha mensch, an alacha man. But an alacha lead has to put down the film, has to be the guy who meets us, has to be the kid. So, lat kosher is not a mean of unkind. Lat kosher is a mean of an alacha lead. The Ramon is made here, but he's made here only. He's made here only if he has a cut. Otherwise, he's not made. Is nothing. And then, even when it's not that kosher, so when it's removable of the new omissions, but not if it's removable of the snatching, so that the only one who is making, who is Mulamit's chus, and we shocked him, shouldn't think that this is only happens today. The Hashulchan mentions that many shocked him snatch up here. So we shouldn't talk against anybody who snatches a book. It's not the idea of it. It's not the idea of it. The Hashulchan is no amistosan. So then, but anyway, but if it has a silche that cannot be removed, even by acting forcefully, so then it's certain to say. That's the prayer of silche. That's the trait of silke. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says, why is the silke? Why is the silke trait? It's not a trait per se. But if there is a silke, so then it's indicative of the fact that there is an equivalent. Tesis is chayv. Tesis says, that's the thesis says that Mimbobo Mbeis, Heiner Vitisai. So Taisa says that the reason is why a silche is matzah de behime, not because a silche is indicative of the neket that took place already, but a silche is indicative of the fact that this long is destined to become affected with the neket. So the male sins is destined to become affected with the neket, it becomes safe already even before it is overtaken by the neket. But Hashishiti is a silche is indicative of the neket that took place already. Still, Ashihia, this is the reason as to why I mentioned all that. Ashihia says, Vahano, Hazuse, Lakusenim, Behol, Lakuse, Seifo, Inoki, Behavo, Inikum. So we see, even though Rashi, in respect to Silche, he says, it's not Reifet because it's destined to become Nika. But it's indicative, it's symptomatic of the neket that it has already. But Rashi agrees with that principle, that even if it doesn't have the neket already, as long as it is destined to become affected with the neket, it's also affected. But according to Rashi, we don't have to have recourse to that principle in respect to itself, but in respect to lakus chazuse, an abnormal mare, then we do have recourse to that principle. Why is an abnormal mare matri de behime, an abnormal mare in long? So then, so ultimately the loan becomes completely perfect. That is what Rashi says. And the Hadisha Rakusim, the whole Akhira Sibyl Market, Babu Nekuba. The holy, the snake room in the Veishet, in other words, the Veishet esophagus has two membranes. One is white and one is red. Suppose it interchanges, the one that is normally white is red, and the one that is normally red is white, so then it's traitor. Shnei mitut, so, but why isn't it mentioned? Because then it's not all. Shnei mitut, and what is in Rumi is, Ben lechon kubo, Ben lechon kubo. Alright. Now, I just want to go over one small piece of Gemara and then we try to go over the pieces. And then maybe connect the pieces with Scottish Islam, but we'll see. But first I want to go over a small piece of Gemara. Omar Ule, Ches Nitreites Nem Ule Lemeshe Bissinai. In other words, you see, on one hand, we find the number 18. On the other hand, I mentioned the Rambam has a list of 7 mitzvahs. And here, Ule mentions 8 traits. What is it? Does not necessarily mean that there is a machleik. It's a question of classification. So, the 70 traits that the Rambam mentions, that's the most detailed list. But 18 is in more general list. But 8, that's even more broad. That's categories. It's not 8 traits, but 8 categories. What are the categories? Ches mitreves nemo mechadisinai, mitrubo, psuko, ניטולו, חסורו, קרואו, דרוסו, ניטולו ושבורו. So, if you want to memorize it, you memorize it. But if you want to have a crutch, how to remember it? So then, a clue how to remember it. So then the Mechaber mentions a clue. In other words, Don Chenek Nefesh. That's an easy way to remember. Don Chenek Nefesh. But I don't prefer to remember it that way. That will make it, for me, it makes it more difficult to remember. But that's a clue. Don Chenek Nefesh. So then, you will be able to remember all the eight categories. So there are eight categories. Nikuvo, psuko, nitulo, hasuro, kuo, druso, nifulo, shvuro. Nitulo, Rashi says, nitlo akot, for example, nitlo akot. Nifulo, nofum naga. Ugludo, so how about, why you mention gudo? So Rashi says, gudo is included in nitulo. What does gudo mean? That the hayu was removed, so that's nitulo. Sometimes the ego is removed, and sometimes the hayu is removed. Shenital ego, binechdechu radleo, yakubo umailo, so bichol chasuro, bishop mituchtei, bichol nitulo, bichinitaldu simonim bakira sela, uchvisat kugeles, bichol shvuro, ubosar achife, haynekuo, that's kuo mamesh. So that's cool. The Gemara says, "Le'afuke la'kuse di rochish ba'pope." What does rochish ba'pope say? Omar rochish ba'pope yoshnei derab lokfir lokso bechuli achas teimo. If a behemo is injured in one kidney, a diseased kidney is traitor. You know, everybody knows if somebody has a diseased kidney and it is diseased very much, so then he has to resort. I always say, in the Chayim Yisuf. So in other words, a diseased kidney is a terrible thing. So, locks of the Chulia Achaz is traitor. So, Ule, Rashi explains, and practically most Rishayim explain it more than that. That's how it's mashma. The Rambam obviously explained it differently, intrinsically. But all the Rishayim seem to explain it more than that. When the Gemara says, Le'afuke la'kuse de rochish ba'poke, that Ule is chilek and rochish ba'poke. Rochish ba'poke mentions among the traitors, locks of the chulye. Now locks of the chulye cannot be comprised with any of the eight categories. Can locks of the chulye be comprised with the kubo? No. With the psuka? No. With the fula? No. With the chasura? No. With the kruza? No. With the drusa? No. With the fula? No. And with the shvura? No. So the fula had agreed with brochish bar popes. Halochi, he should say, not chesne traitors. Eight categories. But nine categories. Chesne traitors. And one lakusa doesn't mention a ninth category. So that means that the drugs of the chulye, drugs of the chulye, is not traitors. Now, why couldn't we say that the business why drugs of the chulye is traitors is because it's ultimately going to be the nikav. The answer is, but nikav akul is kero. So, loks of the chuli is straight for per se, on its own merit, or on its own demerit, I mean, I should say. Because its own chisom, its own defect, its own defect. And so it should be counted as a separate category, and it doesn't. He only mentions eight categories. That means who is chile can rochish bar popes aloch. Lasuke lakuse de rochish bar popes. Lemute lakuse de rochish de chut yeshini b'chol eilu. Upoli kulale. In tema yeshna b'chol mokobo. Heichad amdunem du akuse de rei. Lad milsi. die haben ihn mit Vakulie, wo leckle man da mal, dass du auch nicht mehr mit Vakulie kriegen. Und wach, die so und so. Oma, hier, baro, wer chespei, bis ich bin Kubo. Der four types of the Kubo, of the Kubo, that are three, four. But if you are going to count up, you'll find nine. One is more Shemikvo. And more Shemikvo is mentioned among the Mikva Moro, now Mishneh, so it's nine. The answer is what it says, if you don't test Moro, but this is Rabbi Yehuda Moro, who said that more Shemikvo is Mikvo? Rabbi Yehuda Yehuda, he's the one who says that more Shemikvo is straight, the cold water is perforated, is straight for, but the Rabbonon Achele can be straight. The Tanya Nikva came off, if the false stomach of the behemoth was perforated, the mole was perforated, Nikva Dakin, the intestines of the behemoth were perforated, straight for. Rabbi Israbudim Rab Nikva Moro, the cold water was perforated, is straight for. Omar Rabbi from Bagesi, from Rabbi Echen, Halochet Rabbi Yehudei. Omar Rabbi from Bagesi, from Rabbi Echen. My Adrole Chavel Rabbi Yisrael. What was the argument that was mentioned by the Rabbono and Rabbi Yisrael? Rabboni say it's not free. Yishpich lo'oretz moros, moros yibadai nirkayon. Here said that he complained about the suffering, sicknesses, and troubles. So he said that I'm so sick that my gallbladder burst and it's poured out like water that is spilled. I'm so sick. So, and he was still living. Then he recovered completely. So it's a raya that is a the gallbladder, that even a naked in the gallbladder does not make the person die. It's not fatal. It's not faith. Now from this memorial we see that there is an analogy between Tretes the Behemo and Tretes the Oro. That whatever is fatal in the Behemo is fatal in another. Vice versa. Whatever is fatal in another is fatal in the Behemo. Om Alohem imaskir imasim isim. You know what I'm saying? Yidah hateba. If somebody has naked in the Moro, in the gold water, so it's fake. But that was the Maizis. The retain Oche, Mifalach Kalyei Saidu Yachmeiru. In other words, he also said that his kidneys were split. Mikochaye, how did one live if the kidneys are split? Both kidneys are split. Elo Nisishane, Yachsiv Rakes Mavshi Shmeya, Ochanam Nisishane. Right, that's all, ignore, so far. In Muke, oh yeah, we learned that question. Shmeya Tretes, in Kubo, in Kuzaveshet, Bakum, Balei, Bore, Bakir, Bakakin, Tertafim, the answer is a case, Hode, Hutman, Hode, who, Hotman, so you have eight altogether, מבחינתס יהיו איתנן ומור היחידו יהיו לסיפור זה כבר עושה ולהעביר הלס ללכי מפלח כדי סי חיין אל הקוסה וטרי פור אם מזכיר מס ניסים לא בריינן רק אסנאפ שישמי מק אסמו בסייקי ולכך נסתר לו לשמנאפ שי והמאשי והשיפים כמוצר של סוטו משליאת משלים לאפיש וחוב יסו שמיינו. Alright. Now, from this Gemara it appears that that the Kule who mentions the Aloha of Chesed and Tzeites is Chile and Rochish Papotes Din of Loksa Bechuli Achas Reich. Question is, let's see the Rambam. The Rambam, der Kinder Schritte Allah im Beit, mentions all the Allah of 8 categories of praise. Now, yesterday I mentioned the Shaila. What's the Pshat? One person prayed for Inachayim. Inachayim. But there is a machlekes. One man Doma says, Tanger Shmuel says, the three for Chayim. But who the person prayed for Inachayim? So what's the Pshat? Prayed for Inachayim. The Dein of Chayim is the basis of the Chalishim. Why is Nikvah Reya prayed? Because if it's Nikvah Reya, it's fatal. And it's destined to die. So the melee is treifo. Oh no. Treifo is treifo because it's treifo. Why the treifo? The research you think is treifo, it all says, what's the sort of treifo is a chelo? And then the local Mishka Sinai declares that certain markets may be the behemoth of the Chalishan treifo. That's treifo. Why is treifo? Because it's treifo. It's simple as that. But the Chachomim had the Kapole that as a matter of coincidence a treifo is not chayv. So mainly in case of a certain treifo it blows up the behemoth and we see that it survived for 12 months, so it's right, it's not a treifo. So it's a statistical factor. It's not an essential factor. Or it's an essential. So we saw from Rashi, because Rashi says connection with the Fulo, so he says if it stands up, so it's Kshero, and if it survived for 24 hours, so, and then we make it decay, it's also Kshero. So you ask, why Manisha? Can it survive for 12 months or not? So Rashi says, in Tablet, the Rashi Shiki is. The Shem Treifo is not based upon the being destined to die. It's Treifo because Allah from Mishne Sinai declares that it's Treifo. And this is a statistical fact. It's a sin for Shem Treifo. But the Rambam here says in the Kei, Yilchus Shritik, for the Alma of Yilchus, Yisuri Macholes, Shem Treifo, Amudu Batiro, Yachmin Tolomus, ונאמר טריפו ישיתי ברכוס ובהים ונשתוק וערבי וחליץ בי ושוברו ועדיין לא ימייסו עדיין לא ימייסו צודד לא שני שהטריפו אמורו בטרו כי אני תלומוס it's much more important the טריפו means essential אני תלומוס so it's not a statistical thing it's not a statistical thing it's an essential thing. Then the Rambam says, and what the Pshuti shall be called was a basoret treifo is a chelo if it was attacked by beast, by lion, clawed. What kind of attack? Clawed by by line. So then, then the Rambam says, the Yesham Chaloy Macher, that are also included in the in Treyv. In Yaulo Techoshi Treyv, the in Aloch of Yesham Sinai. Then he mentions Ules Memre, Ushmeinom in the Treyv is Memre of Yesham Sinai. Beile, Ruso, Kubo, Hasuro, Mitulo, Tsuko, Kruo, Mitulo, Ushuro. אף על פי שכולו מלוך לו משם סיני, הויו ואין לכו, ואין לכו, בפירוש בתירו לתפוסו, because the פשוטי של מיקרו, בוסו בסוד את רייפו לתכו את חיילו, as the Rambam puts out, in פרקס מחוז הסורה, it means, a behemo that was torn, that was attacked by life, פרוסו. So, but Allah Chalachim Sinai says, that the Arabic categories of Treyfo, Hoyil Ve'inu Lecho Bifeirush Bifeiro Letruso Tachmir Bo, Vichol Sofik Sheistatut Bifeiruso Osa, Ushor Shiva Mine Treyfes, Yeish Bo and Sveik in the Torah, because it's prefaced with Kotama, because we don't find it, but she raised the question, it's not our meaning yet, that we don't find any distinction between Sophic Druso and Sophic of the other faith. Hadruso, who should be trained for Avi, the Hayat Bay, Habemo, the Yitris, or Lord Yoni. For Yitris, Hanates, the Anesha, the Hayat Ben Ali, made gas. So I said yesterday that it's not exactly known what made gas is. What Nate is. So according to one pshat, Nate is a hawk. And according to another pshat, Nate is a what we call talcum, or whatever. Or either is a Nate, a Nesha, the Hayitz, the Nare. Then Druso, Bibin Brise, Bibin Gaso, the Hayo Gaso, or Arigula. Now, so the Rambam passes Ules Aloche. So then, the Rambam should not pass Rochish Bar Pocket Aloche. Of Lakusi de Huye. But the Rambam passes Rochish Bar Pocket Aloche Ules Like Kidin, Ubigasu Al-Kainan, Treyfo, וכן לוקסו הקוי רוחש בפופס הלוחם והוא שיעשה פסורו כפסר המייס שיידיש אחר היום שיתחיל מבצוסת יסמצמס ויפל והגיע אחרי זה עד הלובון שצריך החוי יערים את זה וצרוחש בפופס הלוחם כמו שיידיש but the Gemara says la fukin rochish bapot. So how can the Rambam bin Mizake shtore the betray? He passed in some one hand ules aloche. There are 8 categories of betray. Only 8, not 9. The Gemara says limute rochish bapot, and the Rambam passed the rochish bapot. So the Mitzi has Ipshat in the Rambam, and you'll see that the Dogum of Ovo in Yodaya says something very similar to one. But the Mitziv establishes here a very basic Chiddush in the Shittas Rambam. But let's go over, before we discuss the Mitziv, let's go over the Rambam in the Chazmacholos Asuras also, because the Rambam in the Kehle Rishvite refers to what he says in the Chazmacholos Asuras. For Be'arno B'yuchas Asur Macholos Sha'atrivo Amuro Batero Yanei Talonus. So that tends to indicate that the Eino Chayo is the essential fact. Let's turn to the Rambam in the Chazmacholos Asuras. Dalet halochebov. Hoichel kazais shidet haramba. Hoichel kazais mitzar behimo ul chayo yev teirim shenitrifu. In general, we should always have with you the Rambam machos asuras in shvite and the shochanoruch and bitur treifus. Together with the monachon. Hoichel kazais mitzar behimo ul chayo yev teirim shenitrifu leik. שנאמר ובוסה באשר בטריפה ויתחילו להקל את השליח הזה. טריפה אמורו בטירו זו שטורפו איסו חי עשייה כנעבי בנומר וחי יצבא. בכיני שטור הפיצי פתיר איס כגיני צריך חי יצבא. ואין את יוכלו עם השטורפו איסו ואין איסו איסו. If it was attacked by beast to such an extent that he died, so then it's available. She may say already available. ומה הוא may say? מחמס עצמו, יקופסייה, וייניסו, ישברעבי, וייניסו, וימידגר אלו ושנטריפו ולא ימייס. הלוך הזאת. ואם הטריפו שלו ימייסו אסורו, יוחאי בו זה, ויגור הרגדי ברגלי, ובזנו ביום, ביוזני, וירוד אפודום, ויציל מפי, יורסי השאר, ומתחב, תלמוד לימה, ובוסו בסוד את טריפו לקלת השליח המייסי. עד שיעשה לייסו בוסו הורוי או לקלת. הלמדתו שהטריפו האמורו בתירו היא שטורפו איסי חי הסייר ושוברו איסי לינות הולומוס ועדיין לא עם איסו. Doesn't the Rambam spell it out almost explicitly that the nate hollomus is the essential fact? It's not a sinner ועדיין עם איסו. אף על פי שקידן וישוחתו כאילו שתמוס הרי זו אסורו משל טריפו היו בי אפשר שתיחיה ממעטה זו אבו לאור הלוך החס נמצא סלומי צ'תירו שכרה נעשו ויאנדי לו ויוסרה נעשו למגן ויאמפסאי ויאיטלית and emphasize ויוסרה נעשו למוסמך אסמטיסאו ואף פי שעדיין לא ימייסו, ויהיה טריפו, וכשם שלא יתחלט מייסה, בין איסו מכנסה זו, בין שנופלו ומייסו, בין שחום קועת שמיץ בנשית עושו סו חיו ואוקו סו כחלי תחלי בנית הלומוס again he emphasizes נית הלומוס כחלי תחלי בנית הלומוס בנשית עופו סו חיו בישוק ועושו בנשן אופלו מן הגב ונשתבו ריתה לצאו בנשן אופלו ונשחס בו יבוראו בין שזוהר בוחץ, בין נוקב ליבו, ראיסו, בין שבו לא חילי מכנס עצמו, בין נוקב ליבו, ראיסו, ישידורי צליסאו, וחייץ בין, הילו ביהי, ניטה לומוס, מכל מוקים הריז את חייפו. בין שהיו הגירים בדיבו סובדום, בין שהיו בלי שמיים, אם כן לא מנמה בתאירו, חייפו דיברה כוסו בהיבה, שמליטים הכנוי תעשר, אלו לא תעשר, אלו איזו שנתרפו ביסודי, אבל אם נתרפו בחוץ אלו תעשר, או לומד אותו שנקוס נדבר אלו בהידן. כן. Now, the Rambam reiterates the element of Nita Lomu so many times. I mean, how can we say it's only a statistical fact? It's not shayach. Vihi en akosu, now again, שענית לא מוסמחס מפיסאו ויאפ שלא ליחס מחס מקוץ לאסורו זה רמב"ם here spelled out explicitly that what is the essence of the חליש and טריפו that it's נית לא מוסמחס מפיסאו ויאפ שלא ליחס מחס מקוץ. Now suppose a behemo is afflicted with a certain sickness, has a cancer. Now all the doctors say, cancer, that's fatal. Everybody knows. There's the scourge of mankind today. Cancer. So, it's not alone. Behemo has cancer. Is it fatal? No. It's not fatal. You can shecht it, and it's in terebach. It's terebach. But the Rambam says, שבין הכוסף שעניתם לא מוסמך מפיסאו ואיך שלא נחיץ מה מוסמך זו אסור. The answer is, that's what the Rambam says, ואיך שלא נחיץ מה מוסמך זו. If she's afflicted in such a market, in such a hell, that there is no cure for it. But cancer, there is a cure. Who says there is no cure? I mean, a responsible doctor will not say there is no cure. No advantage. So 50 years ago, I remember when I used to pass by a cemetery, a hospital for tuberculosis people. So I mean, I was overtaken with fright because in those days, 50 years ago, I mean, let's say 55 years ago, so the tuberculosis was the scourge of mankind. It was fatal. Somebody was afflicted with tuberculosis, was sure to die. That's what all the doctors said. Today, tuberculosis is a simple thing. It's treated, it's cured. And the same thing, hopefully, will be with cancer too when the time will come when that mankind will deserve a cure for cancer. So we'll discover it, you'll see. We'll discover it. But apparently, mankind does not deserve a cure for cancer. Because mankind is too busy with something else. With Star Wars missiles. So apparently, if mankind did not deserve because of our sins. I mean, I put myself and President Reagan and everybody, and Gorbachev and everybody. So, because of our sins. But, it's absolutely Tirmach HaSamach. But, we don't know it. So that's why it's not right. Mikan Omru Chachomi, Zeach Lal Kol Shein Komei Yochayot Treifo. Now, that's the Washington Mishnah. So, can there be any doubt what's the pshat in the Rambam about treif and achayo, as to whether it's a statistical fact, it's in there, or it's an essential fact? Of course it's essential. wo wir geschritten ist vorher, in der Heile, in der Seisekreipa, in der Heile, in der Seisekreipa. So, von der Loschner Rambam hier, in der Gaut nach Hola Sures, it definitely appears that the inner Chayo is the essential fact. That's the basis of the Chalishan Chayo. The Chalishan Chayo. Now, let's turn to Malachi. In Perjut, Mihilche Schritte, Halloche Yud Beis, Halloche Yud Hina. Behein lehek Zipal Pfeife Seilo, Klau, Shekol Shir Al Dhimo, Ile Chayo, Ile Eil, Chut Meil, Shemon Uchach, Ile Eisom Shemi, Ile Skimu Aleem, Bipotikin, Yisroel, Efsha Shetichye, Vatil Midalon, Gerech HaRefuo, Shein Seipal Yichye. What does the Rambam say in Allah in the Bayas? That's the Gemara. In Leis of Reis. Turn to the Gemara in Chumda, in Dao, in Dao. Zeh Akal. Kol, in Dao, in Dao. The ninth line of the Mishnah, the Bible, they look here as the game. Zachar, Kol Shin Komeo Chayo Trey, Lasuya Mai, Moses Lasuya Shef Shmaitz, the seven Trey. The Beer of Yisef Rishme, that's not Rab Yisef. The Beer not Rab Yisef Rishme. The Beer Yisef Rishme, he was a hunter. His name was Yisef. So, Mochu bigide nashie vikatre. So he was accustomed when he wanted to hunt animals, behemoths. So what did he do? He used to cast an arrow or to hit the behemoth with a makel at the place of the bidanoshe, of the sciatic nerve. A very sensitive place. So, the makel vikatle doesn't mean that he died on the spot. If he died on the spot, he didn't able to beat it, so it's in the hill already. In other words, he injured it, and then, as a result of that, so he would have died, but except that he was a big Zoris, Yisef Rishme. So the moment he became injured and incapacitated, so he slaughtered it. Shalomei Sabikach. Also, Tamei. So the Chachamim saw that. In other words, that an injury in the sciatic nerve is fatal. So, and the Mishnah says, Kol Shein Komeo Chayo Treifo. So they came, because of the coming of Yudhi Xere, Omalu. So in other words, he mentioned that episode, that it should be included among the Treifos. A lakuse in the sciatic nerve. Omalu, v'chilehisi v'la Treifos yeish. In l'chol mashim l'chachot. You cannot add. In Gaza. Pocket Barabba Rishre, Moche Bechulia Vikat. They used to hit a behemoth in the kidney, and then he died, it was fake. Also, he came in the Rababe. That was, it should be mentioned, among the Trefes. Omalu, Vichilehisi, Fala Trefes Yech, in the Cholomash Monachachot, even though Rochich Bapokis says, Alochet, but Gimore mentions a word like us took place, Mok Maloven Shaboy, Nalzen. So, I mean, it's not any injury in the kidney. He makes a type, only certain type of injury if it affects the mocking alovin shemek. That's the way it passed. So, but they came to Rabbaven, they suggested that any injury in the kidney should be counted mocking. I'm a little bit of a hasty thought. It is a shame. But we see mice in the whole day that any time you injure a behemoth in the kidney, whether it's mocking a loving shabbat, not mocking a shabbat, it's fatal. So any injury should be counted as fatal. So the Gemara says, Mira di bad ulu samachai. The reason is why it's fatal because the doctors in those days didn't have any cure. And even today, they hardly have a cure. They have dialysis. Dialysis is not effective in many situations. So the doctors, in those days, in Man Chazal, didn't know of any cure. But we have a Kabbalah. There is a cure. We just don't know it. So Mele, how does it appear from this Gemara? It appears from this Gemara that if there wouldn't be a cure, so then it should be a type. So it appears from the Gemara that the Inochayo is the essential thing. Is the essential thing. And from the Rosh Hashanah it appears in the Chumashures and in the Gemara Shchite that what does Neitalomus mean? Neitalomus means it's fatal. And there is no possibility of cure. No possibility of cure. So maybe the Rambam says, suppose all the doctors come and say, the brain has a cancer. Cancer. It's certain that it will die from the cancer. So the doctors will come to the Rambam and will say, you have to pass me that is safe. So, in Leipzig, so never mind what the doctor said. She called Shira the Behemo, the Chayo Lei, Chutz Meiru Shemonu, Hachmideris of Shemi, the Schema of Impotent Israel, Efsha Shetich. I would suggest to all the Chachomim, the conservative Baba, to the president of the, what's his name, Shapiro, spoke at the RCA convention not long ago. So he mentioned the Rambam, the greatest one of the Jewish scholars in the, I mean, there was thousands of years old. He determined, I mean, he decided. So the Rambam, and he identified, he had a chutzpah to identify himself with the Rambam. He should go over this Rambam, where the Rambam says, Shemonu, Shekol Shira Lebehimo. Somebody had a tape of his speech at the RCA convention. So I listened to it. He mentioned the Rambam. So the Rambam says that if a behemo has a maki that is not mentioned in the treifes of Chazal, so after Shtichi, but we need alone in the Derech of four Shein Seifalichi. But science tells us, all the scientists say, Ein Seifalichi. All the doctors would say, Ein Seifalichi. Everybody knows. I mean, a child of five knows that. The terminal cancer, Ein Seifalichi. And it's true. But after Shtichi, what Ein Seifalichi is? No, it's different. Ein Seifalichi is because the doctors today, unfortunately, we don't know the cure. But there is a cure. And it will be discovered maybe within this year, maybe 2 years from now, maybe 5 years from now. So this is what the Rambam says. How is the Rambam so sure that that's just a cure? How does he know? The Rambam is Novi? No, he was not a Rambam. But the Rambam was an Alachim. I don't know what that was, a Tuna. But he was an Alachim. So he had a Mune in Dibre Chazal. And since the Gemara says that in Lehesi, and on the other hand, Kol Kshem Komeo Chayot Treifo, so there is a stira. Why in Lehesi? Hold Cinco Mio Chayo Tripo. All the doctors say Cinco Mio Chayo. The answer is, if it wasn't mentioned by Chazal, that means the Chazal didn't have a Kabbalah that it's in Zipolichi. So that means that it's Zipolichi. But we don't know, because we don't know. That's all. So Mele, the Rambam was sure, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that Efesh Tichi, the Afar Pishin Igalon, the first Zipolichi is, doctors don't know. So in Alochini Beis, the Rambam says, the doctors don't know. As simple as that. V'chein eilu shemonu v'yomru shein treifo. Achal pi shegira bidarki or refuo. Shek lodon shemikso samay remisi. Now that's the other case. That's the other case. Suppose a certain market is mentioned among the players. Mitres reifes. Das Alochimish Messina. Nikvore. I'm sure that you can get a statement from many doctors today that even if the lung is perforated, so Efshashtir. So there is a remarkable deal in this Rambam. In Alochi Yudbeis, he says, Efshashtir. The doctors don't know. He argues with the doctors. Afal pi, v'afilu nidalon m'derech ha'fuo she'in sefer l'chiz, but Efshashtir. The doctors don't know. You would expect that in Alochi Yudgimu, you should say the same thing. בחינאו שמונו ועומדו שם טריפו אף על פי שהגיר את דרכי הרפואו שבידינו לצי נקבורי שמקצו סום או נקבדקים, נקבקרס, הפנימי I mean all kinds of טריפס that אינו ממיסים ואיפה שתחיל מהן So, Yefshar Shetich Yemen, the Rambam should say. V'yaf al pisho reif memrim, Shefshar Shetich. Rambam doesn't say it. In Halach Yud Beis, he was critical of the doctors. Halach Yud Beis is not critical of the doctors. He doesn't say they don't know. They know. When doctors say cancer, so Yefshar Shetich Yemen, then they don't know. Because they don't know the cure. But when doctors say, that let's say Mikro Reyesh Tichim, we know that it's based upon empiricism. Based upon empirical data, why should a Rambam say the doctors don't know? But so he says, V'yesh Tichim, Botein Lechol Lamashimonu Chachomim Shenemar Al Pi Atira Shiru. So it's interesting. Two aloches now. One aloche vis-a-vis those markers that are not included in the list of treifes of Halacha Mishneh Sinai. When the doctor say that it's Yefshar Shetich, Yechlitz. So there it's not treife, not because the fact that it's fatal is not an important fact, it's important. But that doesn't know. They don't know the cure. And then another Halacha, those markers that are included in the list of the Halacha Mishneh Sinai, but doctors say,